This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is Corey Kruger, and Corey is a managing partner with Hensley and Kruger. We're talking probate. First off, Mark Chekanowski with USDA.
That includes about a 500,000 ton increase for Paraguay, also an increase in South Africa's soybean production forecast. And this is partially offset by a reduction in Uruguay's soybean production forecast. All of this nets out to about a 200,000 ton increase in world soybean production. In terms of the global soybean balance sheet, global crush, we raised, that reflects higher crush forecasts for the U.S., Brazil, and Algeria. Global soybean trade shows up as essentially zero in our balance sheet, and global ending stocks tighten up just a bit, 500,000 tons, and that mainly reflects lower stocks in Brazil and Argentina.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Corey Kruger. Corey is the managing partner of Hensley and Kruger in Houston. Hey, Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Tony? Good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Hey, little background about you, and you actually grew up in a rural community, ag community, right? Tell us about your path from there to where you are today.
Yes, sir. I grew up in Victoria, Texas. Then I went to the University of Texas in Austin, and then I went to law school here in Houston. I'm in Houston, Texas now. I went to law school at University of Houston, a law school, and here we are.
Well, and when it comes to your practice, you're dealing with things that really affect rural communities. And I came across something, and maybe you can help me out here. Probate storm. What in the world is probate storm?
Yeah, our office specialize in probate and estate litigation and estate and probate administration as well, and trust and fiduciary litigation. But the probate storm generally is said to be what we're coming into is what is going to be America being in the middle of the largest intergenerational wealth transfer in history. Over $70 to $80 trillion with a T is expected to change hands in the next several decades. Combine that with more complex family structures, blended families, and quite frankly, inadequate planning, and you get to where we are right now, what they're calling the probate storm.
Okay, Corey, maybe we need to back up as well. I mean, we've got wills and we've got trust and we've got all these different things here, but how does something actually end up in probate?
It's a great question, and there's a common misconception among the general public, and if I didn't do this for a living, I wouldn't know either. So you could have a will done by a lawyer, competent legal counsel. Someone passes away, you still have to go to court for the court to so-called bless it, to order it as an admitted will to probate so that it's a valid will. So the common misconception is, well, I got this will, so once something happens to me, no problem, just it goes on to whoever it is, or I say it is in my will. But that's not true. You got to go to probate court regardless if you have a will to go get it admitted to probate so the court says it's a good and valid will.
And so as many are starting to plan that the transition here, going back to the point you said, how we're expecting this major transfer, if you will, we've got inherited agricultural land. State of Texas does a really good job of highlighting these lands and farms that have been in families for, generations. But I just wonder, once you start getting multiple heirs in there and trying to split things, does that cause some, or could that cause some big problems?
Oh yeah. The problem is there's not a perfect answer necessarily unless every heir is on the same page, which is quite frankly very rare. You can put it in a trust and hope and want that these certain heirs, maybe it's your kids, maybe you have, call it three kids, and you want them all to own the property in trust. And well, that's great, but what if one of them is in a financial bind that they need you know, they want to get bought out, and maybe another one of your kids is doing great financially and has the resources and wants to keep it going. So it's going to create conflict. The best way to deal with it is to plan for it through estate planning and also communication with your children or your heirs so that everyone is at least trying to get on the same page. Now, even that, though, you know, situations and circumstances change down the line. Like I said, everyone could be fine and dandy when you sign these estate planning documents saying that it's going to go into trust. Well, what, you know, things change. Something happens. Maybe someone in your family gets sick, you know. It's a lot to think about, and quite frankly, it's a lot to deal with. The problem is that 65% of Americans don't even have a will. And so if you don't have any planning done, that just makes all these problems exponentially more difficult to deal with.
We're talking with Corey Krueger with Hensley and Krueger in Houston. It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today is Corey Krueger. Corey is managing partner of Hensley and Krueger in Houston. And we're talking about wills and we're talking about probate. And, you know, Corey, I'm just kind of wondering, writing one by hand or possibly doing one online, do either of these work?
That's a great question. Well, I would rather, if people aren't going to pay a competent lawyer to draft their will, I would rather them draft a holographic will, meaning in their own handwriting, signed and dated by themselves. They don't even need a witness for that. But that would be the better option than going online to do it, these do-it-yourself wills. I mean, I wish it was that easy. I wish that, you know, people could save a little bit more money, but we get these wills, the loved ones of someone who died come to us and show us this blankblankblank.com will they got online. 9 out of 10 times, that's not an exaggeration, 9 out of 10 times, there's a problem. There's something wrong with it. It wasn't done by the book, or if it was done by the book, the wishes weren't what they thought they were going to be. So, and that also leads to litigation, and that litigation's, you know, that's what I do for a living, but that's not good for anybody. That's not, well, I didn't become a lawyer to make money. I became a lawyer to help people, and I don't want to see people in litigation.
Yeah. And here's another area. And I think you touched on this, but you know, the idea that, if you've had a divorce along the way, or maybe a spouse who's passed away, you've got somehow you've got multiple spouse or families underneath that. That seems to me that could create some major issues moving forward as well. Would it or could it?
You're right. You're dead on. I mean, there's already issues when, let's say, dad gets divorced from the kid's mom and gets remarried. That already creates its own level of tension. And then add into it the amount of money and resources or assets that could come into play when he passes away, and who gets what and who's going to be upset about who if they get more than the other. That it's a recipe for disaster, but it is what it is. I mean, it's going to continue to happen. You know, people, relationships don't work out, people get remarried, but you got to plan. You've got to talk to your kids and talk to your new spouse, and everybody needs to be in the same room, and the best thing to do is communicate and plan, plan, plan.
You know, and that it's an uncomfortable thing. And, you know, I think maybe too often we've approached it like we don't need to talk about this right now. Yeah. But the problem is if you don't talk about it right now, tomorrow happens and then it's too late. And I just wonder, though, what happens? Let's take a farm, for example. You've got a working farm. What happens if you've got a probate dispute that's going on? What happens to that working farm? Does everything just cease? I mean, how do you move forward?
It's a great question. Well, it's gonna cease for at least a temporary period of time. Now, if you have litigation, what we do and for our clients is we request the court to appoint a temporary administrator appointed by the court until it's called a temporary administrator pending contest. So it's a temporary administrator until the contest or the lawsuit is resolved. A temporary administrator is appointed by the court. It's usually a lawyer in the area. And that person, once they're appointed, they take over bank accounts. They take over, you know, cattle accounts. They take over cattle management, and they hire the people in place to get that done so that it can be run as well as possible until the dispute is resolved. Now, obviously that costs money because you got other people doing the job, but still it's better than just letting everything go and then here we go to bankruptcy.
Which means those who are left grieving have to figure out how to work through this maze as well. We're talking with Corey Krueger, Hensley & Krueger, on the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Guest today, Corey Krueger, managing partner of Hensley & Krueger in Houston, talking wills and probate and trying to avoid probate. Is for a farmer or a rancher, is there a good path forward?
Well, you're talking about farms or ranches and, you know, put it in a family limited partnership, put it into an LLC, put it into a trust. There's all kinds of estate planning and asset vehicles to do that. It's just you need to speak to someone who does this on a regular basis. It's not simple. It's not easy. But, you know, for example, you could have a LLC that owns the ranch and it's split between your three kids upon the death. So not only is it in a one single entity owned by your kids, it's also, you know, it creates a little bit of asset protection in case something happens. For example, if one of your children is in a car accident caused by that child and, you know, causes some injuries and they get sued, you know, the theory is that the property that's in the LLC is protected. Same thing with the irrevocable trust. So there's all kinds of ways to make things easier. I'm not going to sit here and say there's a perfect way to do everything, but there's ways to make things easier and better and to protect the assets in a better way and for just generational transfer of wealth.
All right, Corey, how about finding you online?
Yes, sir. Our website is probatetexaslawyers.com. The law firm name is Hensley and Krueger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R, P-L-L-C, and we're on, you know, all the social media as well. But then again, probatetexaslawyers.com.
Corey Krueger, managing partner of Hensley & Krueger in Houston. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Pat Swanson is administrator of USDA's Risk Management Agency.
We started out as the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, and that still exists, in 1938, and that was to help out our farmers with the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. It was to help make sure that our country stayed financially stable and make sure our farmers could continue to produce food for everyone in the country. So it started as that, and then it went to what the predecessor to the FSA offices. Those agencies were taking care of crop insurance back in 1980 or so is when it switched, and another farm bill came out and said, hey, we think that this might be a great time to have a public-private partnership. So independent insurance companies started selling and agents started selling crop insurance, and it's been a success ever since. And then in 1996, the farm bill that came out established the Risk Management Agency.
It's the Agribusiness Report.